Social media is fake as all get out. It's fake. It's actually an AI. It's actually, see, here's what's happening. The devil's trying to pull you into a box. Social media is gaslighting. It's fake. It's not even real. It's not real. There's some people on here are real, you know. I would trust very few people. And I would compare everything to the Bible. If I was really going to listen to somebody, you'd have to listen to maybe 20 of their videos to see if you see any false doctrine. Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If somebody's going to teach lies, they can't just pull you in, you know, with a bunch of lies. They have to throw one little lie in here, a little lie in here, a little lie here. And then they, see, the devil's a liar. The devil's just a liar, plain and simple. And see, he knows a truther can see through his lies, but if he gets one little lie in there, like the Book of Enoch lie, these people who support the Book of Enoch and that insanity, you know, they'll throw that in there, thinking that it's okay. Make you think the Book of Enoch compares to the Bible. There's no book that compares to the Bible. You're in the Bible. Everything in front of you is flesh versus spirit. Everything in front of you is flesh versus spirit. Everything in front of you is 666 flesh mind AI cube versus 7. It is finished. 666 versus 7. 7 is it is finished. 666 is the AI cube flesh mind AI machine man. They are failures. And they're trying to make machines to overcome their failure. Man is trying to make a machine system to make him succeed when mankind is another failure. Apart from Jesus, mankind is a failure. Plain and simple. Easy button. Born in sin. In sin did my mother conceive me. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. God's bow is bent. He's angry with the wicked every day. When you reject Jesus, you're rejecting everything. God is angry with the wicked every day. His bow is bent. His bow is bent. Yeah, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But when you reject that, God is mad because you rejected the whole creation. The whole story, eternal life. God is angry with the wicked every day. And who are the wicked? Those who reject Jesus. You're surrounded by self-righteous people who think they can be good enough. And they're in the churches. They're in the Baptist, they're in the Methodist, they're in the Catholic, they're in the Pentecostal, they're in all the churches that you can think of. They actually hate Jesus, but love themselves. When you tie into source code knowledge, you see it. They open their mouth of the world, the flesh, and the pro-life. Everything they say is of the world, the flesh, and pro-life. Seriously. All I care about is stuff. All I care about is stuff. Shoes and rings and earrings and jewelry and stupid stuff. And the system's promoting it. Wants you to worry about stuff, you know. Stuff. Stuff. Stuff that's going to burn up. Wood, hay, and stubble. They don't care about the inner man. They don't care about the renewal of the inner man. They don't care about being a new creature and stepping out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. They don't care about that. They're crazy. They're insane. They literally are insane. I'm serious. They're all narcissists. Everybody's born a narcissist. Only way you're going to escape narcissism is get saved. And there's different levels. I understand. There's different levels of narcissism. I got it. I figured it out. But I'm telling you, there's different degrees and everything, but there's still certain archetypes of a narcissist. There's still certain archetypes of a Jezebel. There's still certain archetypes of a Delilah. There's still certain archetypes of a goat. The type and shadow is clear. You're in a 3D version of the Bible, and if you can rightly divide the word of truth, you can actually rightly divide 3D. That's how Adam was able to name the animals. Adam was to name everything. And if you look at the names of stuff in deep detail, everything is named according to its kind. And if that's true for the trees, and if that's true for the plants, and if that's true for the animals, the cats, the dogs, everything has a name according to its kind. The mushrooms, then it's true for the human. The name reveals what they are. The name reveals what they are. I'm sorry. You can change your name. God will give you a new name. You can change it. God will even give you a new name if you ask him if you want to run to Jesus. The Bible talks about a name. God will give you a name that nobody knows on a white stone or something to that effect. It's in Revelation 2 or 3. God will give you a new name, Revelation 2 or 3. I forget which chapter it's in, but it's one of those two chapters. God changed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He changed Jacob's name to Israel, right? Jacob means supplanter. Jacob means supplanter. And God changed his name to Israel. God changed. He had a metamorphosis. He went from a caterpillar to a butterfly. He had a metamorphosis. God can change your name. But you have to run to God. You have to seek it with all your heart. I mean, you have to beg for it, really. Lord, I don't like my character in the script. Your script. Scripture. Your script. Scripture. I don't like my name. I don't like my character in the script, Lord. Please give me a new role in the scroll. I want a new role in the scroll because my character doesn't line up with the script that I want to walk in. Lord, I want a new role in the scroll. My script, I want a new script. I don't want to play this script anymore. It's not who I am. I want to be an image of Jesus. Jesus, G-E, we bring good things to life. G-E, Genesis. Jesus, J-E. Us, S is integrating us back in. So God is using Jesus not using, but God and Jesus, Jesus is how we're integrated back in. I don't want to use the word use, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit agreed before the foundation of the world that Jesus, through Jesus, all things would consist, would be held together. He made all things through Jesus, who is eternal life. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the saints. Now think about that. Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, and he's holding it all together. He's a high priest after that order of Melchizedek. Without a priest, you have no way to be redeemed for your sin. And so he's out of the order of Melchizedek, a never-ending priesthood. He ever liveth to make intercession. You have a high priest way above any other earthly priest ever could have been. Because you're talking about the God-man. The God-man. You think a goat understands? You think a goat cares about that? You start talking about the priesthood of Jesus. Most saved people don't even care about that. All they worried about is what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear, what kind of shoes they're going to put on, where they're going next, what's happening today, tomorrow. They don't care about the eternal. All they care about is today. Eat, sleep, and be merry. Marriage and giving in marriage. They don't care about nothing else. All they care about is me. Me. It's me. Me, 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 me. Yeah, you got to take care of your body, your ship, your vessel. Yeah, that's got to happen. But what does that mean? What does that mean? It's not your body. It's not your body. You've been bought with a price if you're saved, but all you care about is being like the world. Why you want to be like the world when the world's anti-Christ? Why you want to be like one of them worldlings who's a lying, cheating devil? Why you want to yoke up and conversate with the world? They're devils. Come on now. Somebody needs to have a breakthrough.